but not for long. He was seized once more, this time by four Confederate cavalrymen who popped out of the brush and marched him that night 10 miles to a camp at Brentsville, south of Manassas, where he met rebel Brigadier General Millage Bonham. Bonham interrogated Baker and suspected he was a spy, which did not take much detective work. Baker's cover story as a photographer was easy to unravel. His camera box was empty, and he had none of the rest of a photographer's usual cumbersome equipment. Bonham had guards slap irons on Baker and take him to Beauregard at Manassas Junction, 5 miles north. Baker, who did his best after the fact to dress up his mission, claimed later that Beauregard personally interrogated him. It's questionable whether the busy general, just days away from fighting the biggest battle of his life, took valuable time to question a disreputable-looking phony photographer. More likely, someone on Beauregard's staff quickly concluded, as Bonham had, that Baker was a spy and threw him into a stockade until they could decide when to hang him from a tree. With Scott's expense money, Baker bought a warm breakfast from the stockade commander that came with a bottle of sour wine. He gave the wine to a guard, and with another $20 gold piece as a bribe, talked the stockade commander into letting him wander around Beauregard's headquarters camp with the guard closely watching him. During his stroll, Baker counted units. The only useful intelligence he had so far collected in this sorry escapade, if he had been able to get it back to Scott in time. As it was, after his walk, Baker was put back into the stockade, where he suspected Confederate plants had been placed to strike up a conversation and trick him into revealing he was a spy. Within 4 days of being taken to Beauregard's camp, or about the time McDowell's army began its march, Baker's mission turned from bad to even worse. Instead of being hung, he was carted to the Manassas Junction station and put in the freight car of a train headed to Richmond for authorities there to deal with him. At Richmond, guards locked him up in a comfortable third-floor room of a railroad engine house, where he stewed for about 5 days.